Okay, good evening YouTube. Welcome to this next episode of FPL Family. We're nearly done, Sam. We're nearly done. One more game week to go. Or one and a half game weeks to go, but only one full game week to go. How are you feeling about the season? It's come around really quickly, isn't it?
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it? Because like we spent all that time going, oh, is it coming back? Is it coming back? And then, oh, it's coming back.
Gone in the quick of an eye.
Yeah.
Flash of a blink of an eye. I don't know. Quick Something of a flash of a blink of an eye. Yeah, it's gone in the blink of an eye. Welcome, guys. Good evening. We are going to be talking a little bit about tonight, game week 37, although we are only three games down, right? This is a bit of a funny time, frankly, for us to do a live stream. But, you know, regular 8:30 slot on a Sunday. And we're going to obviously do our final one probably next week, where we have plenty to talk about, including final overall ranks, etc., etc. However, we have got three games to talk about, one of which you'll be very happy to talk about. I'm absolutely sure of it. What has Jose Mourinho drummed into the boys at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium? I don't know, but they're doing very, very well indeed.
Public apology coming up from Lee shortly.
Quite possibly a public apology coming up from me, because I did say Harry Kane on Twitter publicly, I did say that he was done as a player, famously said he was finished
you
a few
wrong.
Weeks ago. I have to say,
you're wrong.
Based on today's evidence,
you're wrong.
I owe him an apology. He looked very, very good indeed. Very good indeed.
My boy's back.
Two teams that we make no apologies for, but we need to say well done to, is the two London clubs. They have shown Manchester how to do it this week, haven't they? Arsenal, and it will hurt you to say, I know, but they played fantastically well yesterday against Manchester City, no doubt about it. And Chelsea today, we've just finished watching Chelsea.
Come on, Chelsea.
Versus Manchester United. Man United, that's their first defeat in 19, by the way, in all competitions. So
yeah,
what a phenomenal job, in particular,
right, didn't he?
Frank Lampard has done.
Totally right. Got everything about today right, and Ollie
out-tacticked him today, Frank.
It was a weird thing. It was weird from United though, because even over the last couple of matches in the Premier League, they haven't been the United that we know. Like they haven't, although they've been winning games and winning them on paper quite comfortably, they just haven't felt.
Are they running out of legs?
I don't know.
One of the things we've liked about Man United from an FPL perspective is the consistency of the picks. He's picking the same team. Whereas all the other teams are rotating. Is that catching up with them?
Maybe. I don't know. I mean, they've been getting, apart from today, they've been mostly getting the right results. So I think on paper it looks fine. But actually, when you look at them and the way that they are, they could be so much better. And De Gea letting them down massively again today. Henderson surely has got to be their keeper next season. Surely.
Is De Gea their number one next year? Or does he get sold?
I think.
Because he ain't going to be number two, that's for sure.
I think they should make some money out of him, sell him on,
I think,
and
so
start
too.
Afresh with Hendo in goal, because that kid is absolute fire.
I think so too. Well, listen, Manchester United fans, how
Sorry,
do you feel?
United
get
fans.
In the live chat, get in the comments if you're watching the replay. Reason to be concerned, reason to panic, or is that just what,
no,
one blip in 19 games? I mean,
it's not,
come on, you've got to look
panic.
At the bigger picture. But Chelsea, for their part, goodness me, I mean, Frank Lampard, yes, absolutely driving that Chelsea bus in absolutely the right direction. But goodness me, how good is Giroud at the moment? Scoring goals left, right and centre. I think that's seven in his last nine appearances or something.
He'll enjoy being Arsenal
Mount,
in the final.
Yeah, very, absolutely be an interesting game for him. Mason Mount in particular looking good today. And Pulisic, who a lot of us will have in our FPL teams, left
him.
Out today, not necessarily for a rest either. Maybe
injury.
He's picked up a little bit of an injury,
yeah,
I think they were saying pre-game.
Lampard said something about, if I had played him today, it could have been a problem.
Yes,
so
therefore left him out. It's a precautionary
extra.
Thing.
So I think from an FPL point of view, we should be okay for their game. I think it's on Wednesday.
Against Liverpool, yeah.
Oh yeah, of course.
And then Wolves Saturday, right?
Sunday.
Sunday, sorry, yeah.
So I think it's okay. I think he'll be okay for Wednesday. I think from what my understanding is that if he'd have played him today, he might not have been okay. For Liverpool on Wednesday.
And as much as those guys really, absolutely, Ollie and Frank both wanted that win today, top four's got to be the priority, isn't it, for both of them? Surely. I mean, even though if Man United fans, tell me what you think. Would you take a defeat today, knowing that you get top four, or would they have wanted to win the FA Cup with maybe getting fifth and Europa League again next year? Top four's a priority, isn't it? Must be.
I would really struggle to answer that question.
Difficult,
that
isn't it?
I'd really struggle with that because winning a cup. Well, I mean, I don't really, apart from the good old Audi Cup, I don't really remember what winning a cup feels like.
Well, listen, we'll talk about Spurs a bit later on, because if recent form is to be believed, could be some silverware in the Spurs trophy next season. Goodness me, playing very, very well indeed. I'm just saying, for those of you listening to the podcast, Sam has just checked my temperature on my forehead. because I've paid Spurs a compliment, but I'm telling you, they were very, very good in that first half. Wow. Leicester not good, don't get me wrong, but Spurs really took advantage, and Harry Kane in particular, that second goal of his.
He's one of us.
How good was that? Another question for you. Is Callum Wilson's right foot now responsible for relegating Bournemouth?
I'm heartbroken for Bournemouth.
I felt bad for them today.
Eddie Howe, his little face. Yeah. It was heartbreaking. Honestly, it was heartbreaking to watch that. We celebrated it for them because it's like, yes, they've still got a chance on. I know they've still got a chance because Watford have got possibly the worst two games.
City and Arsenal, right? Yeah.
Yeah, an informed Arsenal side who, of course, now still have something to play for because they've got form to go into the FA Cup.
Yeah.
And obviously Manchester City. So very, very hard games for Watford. So it's not over yet, but it does
but
feel
that
like
point would have been so big for them must have been looking at that game. If we could have nabbed a point today, they go, I think, away to Goodison on the final day, which is not easy, but the way Everton are playing, they could win that. And if Watford were to lose both of their games against Arsenal and City, which is doable, but now all of a sudden that's got to happen. As well as Watford have got to lose big, I think, because I think there's like a four goal difference. So
but
not only have they got to beat Everton convincingly, but Watford need to lose twice convincingly. So it's getting tough for them, right?
Yes, but if Kelly's listening, I apologise for what I'm about to say, but Watford have looked like they could easily concede four just to Man City.
They do. Yes, absolutely.
They've got the back line for them has been so bad, they could easily concede four against Manchester City, no problem. And then it's level playing field going into the weekend. Yeah. But I felt really gutted for Bournemouth today.
This is just the intro, Sam.
But it's the second time.
We're going to get into the games in a second.
They deserved something from that game.
They did. And we'll talk more a bit later on about Danny Ings. Danny Ings owners, how you're feeling about that goal stroke penalty miss in that game. Goodness knows. But before we get into the games, quick, before we say hello to everybody, Nigel Pearson.
Wow.
We think, if rumours are to be believed, if the stories on Twitter and the press are to be believed, Nigel Pearson on his way out, guys, of Watford with two games to go in the season and the chance of them still staying alive. Given that when he took over and came into that club, they were adrift, right? I think 6-7 points adrift, and he's got them into the position they're in. Fired. What's going on?
Their fourth manager of the season, it will be.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Goodness me.
It's madness. Like, no wonder. I mean, I'm not being funny now, and if Joe's in, I apologise, but how can you expect to stay in a Premier League if you get through four managers in one season? It's impossible. There's no consistency. There's no team morale.
Crazy,
there's nothing.
Right? Crazy. Well, listen, all to be discussed on
Two
tonight's FPL family. Two games to go.
Why
what are you doing?
Fire someone now.
What are you doing?
Just let the season run out.
I know.
What are they going to do? Put Deeney in charge?
Joe Finley Badder's in. Hey, Joe. He's saying, only at my club. He's saying,
Joe, I feel terrible
at my
for
club.
You.
Goodness me. Let's say hello to a few people then, because Joe is in and moderating. Hey, Joe. How are you doing? Let's have a look who else is in. We've got Spencer Lee. How are you doing, Spencer? Very nice to see you. Bossman525 is in. He's saying, typical Watford, he's saying. Typical Watford. And do you know what? Fourth manager of the season, as you rightly say, it kind of feels a bit typical Watford, doesn't it? To just sack him and go on to the next one, It really does.
If it doesn't work, let's fix it. It feels like.
Yeah, Matthew Chan is in. Hey, Matthew, thank you for the super chat. He's saying, Champions League, Sam, is greater than the FA Cup. I'm no fan of this, but it is the reality. It'd be interesting to know, Matthew, which team you support. You Chelsea, Man United, Arsenal, or Man City? Where do you see it? Because
I don't think it is for Arsenal. I think Arsenal, it's all about them. They can't get Champions League, so for them, it was all about FA Cup glory.
I think it is. Yes, I think it is. Let's see. Scott Schrager is in. How are we doing, Scott? Very nice to see you. Scott, one of our patrons, and we will be giving you guys an update on the Patreon Super League a bit later on today with a very well-known friend of FPL family near the top.
How many players have you had play this week?
Oh, I've got... No. Yes, we should touch on this. None of my FPL players have played yet. I have 0 points. My game week 37 score is 0 right now. I've had a 30k rank drop, but I've had no one play, so it's fine, right?
I've had one. It was Peters who got me 12.
He's so jammy.
But I've had one.
That is another classic Sam jammy move for this season. Eric Peters in and he gets an assist and clean sheet.
What of it?
So what?
I saw that coming in my crystal ball.
Shut up. Matthew's in. Oh dear, Matthew, nice to see you. Wasaya is in. He's saying, hi, FPL family. Hey, Wasaya, how are we doing? There's FPL telling. Josh is here. How are we doing, Josh?
No, he's not happy, Bonnie.
I'd imagine he's not very happy. But, you know, Champions League, He's greater than.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, no, let's not say that.
What are you feeling, Josh?
But Josh, I mean, Josh should be happy with me, if anything.
Why?
Well, because my team have just basically given him Champions League football.
For goodness sake.
So, in fact, United fans out there, Where's the Spurs round of applause?
In fact,
Mourinho's actually done you a favour, you see?
In fact, there's another thing. You guys that have been long-term viewers of FPL Family won't be surprised to hear this, but it's yet another thing I've got wrong that you've got right, which is Leicester really plummeting right? I give my top four predictions a few weeks ago, and I said, nah, they've got such a lead, Leicester. They've just got to get a few points, and they might be fourth. But you said there'll be seven. Now, reality is there probably won't be anywhere near seven, but they're going to be fifth. They're going to miss out at this rate.
They're going to be fifth. They're not going to get it. I'm telling you now. I told you 5 weeks ago.
You did, yes.
They're not
going to. Yes, all right. Yes, yes.
They're rubbish today.
Jigs John is here. Hi from Stevenage, he says. Hey,
Jigs. Just up the road.
Old haunt of ours where we used to live. Yes, how are we doing, Jigs? Mohammed Zaid is in. He's just saying, Chelsea.
Happy Chelsea fans.
Fantastic result. Honestly, what I can't give Frank Lampard enough praise. Honestly, at the beginning of the season, I'm saying they'll be doing well to get top half. And there's a potential for him to finish third in the Premier League, which is the best of the rest. Let's not beat around the bush. The other two are far ahead of everybody else, but they're the best of the rest. And potentially an FA Cup in a trophy. In a league when he's not been able to buy anybody. And he's had to bring the kids through. I mean, it's just a fantastic job for him.
And next season, he's got these two new boys coming in who are going to only strengthen.
Oh. All he's got to do, they need a bit of leadership at the back, is my opinion.
They need a John Terry.
Yeah, but there ain't that many John Terrys around. But do you know what I mean? I know that's what they need, but you could say that about most of the Premier League. They need a centre half.
They need somebody to go out there and boss the pitch.
Because John Terry probably, and the Chelsea fans will disagree with this, but John Terry was not the greatest centre half in the world, but he was the best leader in the Premier League.
I don't think he made
players like Carvalho look like amazing in his day.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure that they need the best central. I think they just need a leader out on the pitch. They've got one in the dugout. They just need a full-on leader on the pitch. Maybe it'll be Giroud.
Maybe it's Giroud, who knows? MZ Ludo is in, he's saying, keep the blue flag flying high. Loving that, MZ. There's a lot of Chelsea fans in tonight. Maybe unsurprisingly. I haven't seen too many United fans. If you're a United fan, get in and just tell us how happy you are to be in that Champions League connection.
Because you will get it.
I'm absolutely sure. Jammy Dodger is in. How are we doing? Notorious Nerd is here. B is here from our Patreon. How are we doing, B? Nice to see you. MU Fan TV is here. Yeah, he's in. Lampard doing a great job. Let the stars come in and confuse the team, he says. I love that. They're going to have so much bite going forward, but they've still got Christensen at the back. That's still the big problem.
Chelsea will be a force next year.
B is in, and she's saying, speaking of new assets, and Leeds United back in the Premier League. What are we saying?
All right, so I have to admit,
what are we saying?
I have to admit here, I have a real soft spot for Leeds, and
why?
I don't know. It goes back to the days of when they're all the kids that
Bowyer, Kuehl, Milner,
all in, and I used to think they were like, because I was probably
used to have a soft spot for Michael Bridges, if I remember rightly.
I did, yeah. All of them were in, and they all played for Leeds, and I was just like, oh, Leeds are like, and I was like probably like in my teens, early teens maybe, and I used to be like, oh, they're so, like they were proper fit. And I'll be like, since then there was this real thing about Leeds. I used to love Leeds, and so I would watch them and be like, oh, I want Leeds to do well. And then
Dirty Leeds.
So last year I wanted them to come up, particularly with the binoculars, and then I loved it even more when the chairman was, did you see his celebration?
Dancing around with his binoculars.
Anyway, I'm pleased about Leeds coming back into the Premier League. Welcome back, Leeds.
Well, Charlie King is in, he's saying, I love Bielsa. I'll tell you what, I haven't had that much, I haven't seen, only see the kind of headlines, really. I haven't done much in sort of analysis on Leeds or Bielsa, to be honest with you. There's an FPL Family video we should do in the not too distant future, is have a look at Leeds. But from what I've seen of Bielsa, I think he's going to be a great character in the Premier League. I mean, this is the guy that Pep goes to for advice. And then Arteta goes to Pep for advice. So you've got this kind of three generations of manager now coming into the Premier League. And plus all of the spying thing that went on, which is, if it was happening to Liverpool or Spurs, I'm sure we would be more upset about it. But because it was in the Championship and it didn't really affect us, it was hilarious, wasn't it? So I kind of feel like he might be a good character to have in the Premier League next season.
Yeah, and we'll do, if you remember way back to last season, I did a video where I picked out who I thought might be the five best assets from each of the promoted sides. Lundstrom was in there, Henderson was in there, just saying. We'll do the same again in the pre-season this time around, looking at the the newly promoted side, so obviously looking at Leeds. But yeah, I'm thrilled to have Leeds back in the Premier League. They're a proper football club.
They are. And they're a big football club.
Get the proper football clubs in the Premier League. They're a big, proper football club.
Who do you want out of the Premier League, then? Careful.
Norwich.
Careful. Oh, shots fired. They're a proper club. Look, Aston Villa are a proper club.
Aston Villa are a
they're
proper club.
They're a huge club, and they're going down.
Club. They're a proper club.
Maybe.
Norwich. They haven't played proper football, have they? If you come into the Premier League, play proper football.
You just want rid of Spurs' local rivals, don't you?
Well, also, they're not our local rivals, actually. We are theirs. I want them to go down so Max Aarons can come across to IR Lane.
A few of you guys with differing, and we're going off on a bit of a Leeds tangent. We need to bring it back. But some of you guys are saying, so Nick's in, he's saying Leeds will go down.
Oh, no!
But some of you guys are saying, Karthik is in, he's saying Leeds will be the Wolves from this season. They'll come up and they'll stick and they'll
Sheffield.
Do well. Karam is here. How are we doing, Karam? Leeds will score goals, though, many players, but it'll be hard to find a talisman, he thinks. A talisman. So listen, we will have, definitely, and any of you guys out there that are experts on Leeds, any Leeds United fans, come find us on DM, come find us on Instagram. We'd love to talk to you or even have you on, right? We'll do a Leeds video. I know very little about Leeds as a reality, and I'd like to know more, because I think they could be a big, big force for us in the Premier League.
Yeah, we should do that. We should get an FPL family viewer from each of the newly promoted clubs to come on and do a video with us in the pre-season.
Yeah, that sounds very much like we'd be copying a Planet FPL thing, to be honest with you.
No, but we just
I'm
do
sure
it.
James would be fine we'll if just we just tell him we're copying his
we'll
ideas.
We'll just do it for the newly promoted and have a little. They could all come in one show. Yeah, we can fine. Just do it in one go.
Well, there we go. There is 489 people in, Sam. Which
is
you believe.
Really?
There's a lot of people in tonight. So a lot of happy Chelsea fans.
Is it because we put Kane on the graphic?
Understandably. It is because we put Kane on the graphic, and it is probably because the guys are here to know about your free hit team. So am I right in saying that is you do have the chip left, and of course you will be playing that in game week 38?
Yes.
Absolutely. And you will have put, well, you have put, because we've got the graphic a bit later on, your first thoughts. Fair to say that it will probably change throughout the week as games get played and,
yeah,
you know, we see how the game week 37 ends. But your free hit is active.
No. Only it will be. It isn't yet, because my team value is so great that I don't want to change anything.
Oh, I see. Okay. Fair enough.
Because if, like, one of the players that's on the cusp of is he in, is he out, is like Trent.
Yeah.
Do I keep him for next week or not? Because and I stand to lose like 0.7 if I took him out and then wanted him back. So it's not active yet, but you'll see the draft as is.
Yeah.
But
with the white boxes around as if you were going to make a transfer. Yeah.
But it will change as the rest of 37 happens, and we see what happens in terms of the fallout of the FA Cup fixtures and injuries and all of that kind of stuff.
That's an important point to say. Most of you guys won't need to know that, won't need to hear this, but if you are free hitting in game week 38, just be careful of where the markets might move over the course of the week, because Sod's Law dictates that you will be 0.1 out of making the 100%. Perfect free hit team that you need. So just be, even though we're in 38, team value, it's questionable whether you even need to look at it, but you know
you
will get rid
purposes.
Of a player and think, oh, actually, no, I do want him in, and then you're only getting, he'll be more expensive to get back in. You guys know this, right? But if you're free hitting in 38, just be careful of that. So we will talk about your first draft, your first thoughts on game week 38. I've put together, because I don't have a free hit, I played it a few weeks back, and it suited me quite well, actually. I did quite well out the free hit, but I don't have the chip. In fact, I don't have any chips for game week 38. What I do have is two free transfers. More on that a bit later on in terms of how I might spend those. But what I've put together is an under 10% differential free hit team.
Okay.
So this is for the rogues of you out there. This is for the rogue FPL players. If you want to go into game week 38 with an under 10% differentials team and just play free hit with no Bruno Fernandes and no Trent and no Salah or any of those guys, but under 10% differentials. And by the way, I think there's a few gems in there. So we'll come to that
a bit later
on as well. Be
interesting to see how many of those end up in my actual free hit team.
Yes, it would be. Because I think there's a couple, actually. I think we'll cross over a bit. Abby Shetty, thank you for the super chat. Abby, welcome to FPL family. El Loco Football is coming. I love ex-Liverpool legend Harry Kewell, who actually...
Oh, we met.
We met Harry Kewell after the last time we were on the FPL show, which was the Friday before last.
What
he and
man.
Ian Wright were in the green room.
We had
and
some
Harry
North
Kewell,
London banter, didn't we?
Harry Kewell is an absolute gent, I have to tell you. He's an absolute gent. So Abby Shetty saying, loves ex-legend Harry Kewell, and Bielsa will be the character that we all need in the Premier League, to say the least. Yes, I agree. 100% agree. I think it'd be great to see him in there. So there we go, Sam. There's our Twitter on the left-hand side, at FPL Family, if you're not following us over there. One thing we do need to say very, very quickly is a massive thank you to all of you on here. Everyone that follows us on Twitter, Instagram, and in particular, everyone that is subscribed to this channel right here, right now, because I set you guys a challenge to get us to 10k subscribers before the end of the season, and bloody gone and done it, haven't they? Bloody gone and done it. 10,000 subscribers, guys. We passed it about 2 or 3 days ago. Thank you to each and every one of you that supports us. Thanks to everyone that's hit that subscribe button and the little notify bell this season and before. And by the way, if you're in tonight and you're not subscribed, what's up with you? Hit that button. Come on, hit that button. Join the 10,000 people that are subscribed to FPL Families. That is such a massive milestone for us. When I think back to the first ever video that we put on the FPL Family YouTube channel, just for a laugh, because we thought...
No. You thought. I didn't think.
You were a willing participant.
No.
You did not do anything against your will.
No, I didn't do anything against my will, but you thought it might be fun. I thought no one would watch this.
I went back and watched it the other day. Do you know what?
What?
The lighting is shocking. We've got the really puke-coloured green curtains from our old house behind it. Neither of us has kind of done our hair or wearing anything remotely football related. Just looks really bad.
Oh, God.
No fancy microphone or anything like that. I think we just did it in some headphones. Good old days. And there's some of you that will be here tonight, I guarantee, that were there for that first video. And if you were, we love you. And thank you for hitting that subscribe button. 10,000 subscribers, guys. So thank you for that. I've got a feeling that that might have been playing some music as I was talking, which might have been a little bit annoying, guys. So I'll turn that off. But thank you, guys, for following us and subscribing to the channel. Sam, we have to talk about very, very briefly, because I want to look forward to game week 38. But very quickly, let's have a quick look at the games that we've had. I don't want to talk much about Norwich. They are dead and gone and buried. But Burnley, 2-0 in that game. Chris Wood,
Peters,
as we expected. I think a lot of people calling him out as differential, a lot of people bringing him in. Peters with the assist, so a nice 12-pointer for you. That's absolutely sensational. How are we feeling about that assets ahead of a game which they go into the final game of the season against Brighton at home? Listen, I mean, what's not to like about Burnley right now?
Nothing.
Are we doubling up on Burnley?
Maybe.
Maybe.
I think if I was a Chris Wood owner this week, I'd actually be a little bit disappointed. Because now we're playing against a 9-man Norwich team who have got battered week in, week out, and he gets one goal.
Yeah.
I think I would have been a bit gutted, to be honest.
But Chris Wood and Burnley, you know what you're going to get. He's not...
They're
prolific.
Not going to snap. No.
He's Jimenez levels of consistency.
No.
2-2 for him now. I
don't think you can say it's Jimenez level, but I think he's never gonna smash a team 3-0 probably. But I think I would expect more than one goal against a 9-man relegated Norwich team.
I would too.
But I think defensively, they are outstanding.
Very good. Very, very good. Nick Pope has to be England's number one. We've said it before. I had Charlie Taylor, of course, didn't play this. I'd got the injury in the previous game, which it's a really annoying one, because I would have played him this weekend. He probably would have got the clean sheet. I obviously would have played him against Brighton the final game week. So I didn't feel like I wanted to sideways move. Had I sideways moved, I would have gone to Peters. I would have. But I decided I was going to hold my transfer because I wanted this kind of mini wild card in game week 38. But listen, We live and learn. But listen, if you want to go double Burnley, be it Chris Wood and a defender, if you want to look at Jay Rodriguez, who we thought was injured but played against Norwich, seems to have shrugged off that calf injury that he picked up in the previous game against Wolves.
Yeah.
However you want to do it, have a defender. Have a defender, 100%. It's so, nailed on six, isn't it?
Well, I bought in Peters on that very basis because I've got to be honest. So when Lascelles got injured a couple of weeks ago, I was like, right, that's it. I just got to get a Burnley defender. Which one can I afford? And that's the only reason I've got Peters is because he was the only one I could afford. And I was like, right, well, I've got to cover this ridiculous clean sheets that keep coming week after week. So I just get him and that'll be fine. And I never expected him to get an assist. But actually, he was playing more forward in the last couple of game weeks since I've had him. He's been more attacking.
Yeah.
So fine. But they are unbelievably good going forward. They're unbelievably good defensively. And I think if you don't have a defender going into game week 38, you really should think about getting one.
I felt like going into this game week without Charlie Taylor, I was starting on -6.
Yeah.
I felt like I was 6 points behind, and I feel the same going into 38 if I don't have someone there. Now, I've got Patricio and Doherty both playing against Chelsea in game week 38. I'm feeling like a Patricio to Nicky Pope. Nicky P. Could happen. It could happen. But listen, Burnley, absolutely worthy of inclusion in this chat. As is Danny Ings again, and we will talk about Southampton in just a second. We've had a super chat from Varun Gore. Thank you, Varun, for the super chat. Pope, Tarkowski and Peters on my bench. What? Why would you do that?
Unless you bench boosted, have you?
At least I'm on my bench boost. Oh. There he is. Love you and the work you guys are doing. Congratulations on the 10K. Thank you, Varun. Thank you for hitting that subscribe button.
It's a bench boost enough, that is.
That's a nice bench boost, because what he's done there, that's cheeky, innit? That's cheeky, that, because he's like, right, I'm going to put all my Burnley players on the bench and I've got my bench boost. I know they're going to get the 6 points. That's like 6, 6 and 6. Loving that. Was it Peters? Yeah, Peters. 12, 6 and 6. Loving that. Very nice work, Varun. Very nice work. Bournemouth nil, Southampton 2. Bournemouth look, as we mentioned before, it's going to be very hard for them to stay up now. Very, very hard. But Southampton, Ings at it again. And I tell you what, I know he missed the penalty, but he had more chances in that game. Again, same as the Wood owners. I think if you had Ings this week, you can feel aggrieved. And rightly. He should have had a hat-trick today.
As a non-Ings owner, I'm relieved.
Relieved? Honestly,
I'm
yeah.
I'm relieved.
Didn't we give it a bit of a silent fist bump when he missed that penalty? As non-Ings owners.
So that when the penalty got given, I turned to Lee and I said, this will be interesting to see who takes it, because obviously it's normally James Ward-Prowse. He's missed the last two, although did score the rebound for the first one that he missed, so it doesn't look quite as bad, but has missed his last two. And then, of course, it was Danny Ings, and I thought, oh,
here we go.
God, not Danny Ings. Like, of everybody that could test the park, I don't want it to be Danny. I didn't see him missing it. I just didn't.
I didn't either. Do you know what I mean? He's so full of confidence right now. I was like, he's just going to tuck it.
That's what I thought. I thought it would be a net. It would be just straight back of the net. No problem. Move on. 2-0. Done. I think if you're a Danny Ings owner, you should count yourself unlucky to only get, I think he only got 4 this week. And of course, because he missed the penalty, there was no bonus points for him, which is highly unusual when he doesn't score.
Yeah. Home to Sheffield United in the final game of the season.
I'm not having him on my free hit.
Not going to have him. No. Interesting. Sheffield United on there, they can be resolute. We know that. So I'm with you. I think there could be 3 better striker options. Very interested to hear what your 3 better striker options are than Danny Ings at home on the final game of the season. And then, of course, we need to have a chat about Spurs 3, Leicester 0. What is going on, Sam? What have Spurs, what has Mourinho put in the lasagna at Spurs right
Stop
now?
It. Because don't mention lasagna to me.
Because that is now 3 straight clean sheets, if I'm not mistaken. That is, I think, 3 in his last 3, maybe even 4 in his last 3 for Harry Kane. Son with the assist as well. Lucas Moura, interestingly, who's up against a Patrick Van Aanholt-less Crystal Palace next week. 2 assists on the night with 2 bonus points for Moura, only behind Kane. Starting to look like we might be trebling up on Spurs in our game week 38 free hits, which is frankly, we might as well just drop the mic and end the streams now.
I'm tripling up.
Of course you are. Well, I would expect absolutely nothing less. But don't tell us who, because I want to get to that later on. But give us your view on that performance today.
Honestly, the last couple of games, so the derby, the game against Newcastle, and then this one, there has been a change in Spurs. Like, when we first restarted, it was like the draw against Manchester United. I was happy about that. Didn't see a lot from us going forward, but I was happy with the draw. It was a difficult game. And then we've slowly got better and better. And actually, the last couple of games, we've been a lot more attacking. We've not had this kind of defensive. Now, we did exactly what I thought we would do today. When we were 3-0 up at half-time, I thought we'd come out and just kind of play the game out, because that's what Mourinho does.
Yeah.
He gets the lead, he plays the game out. That is exactly Mourinho down to a T. I think that there is an understanding there now. And I think, for me, when Mourinho joined, if you remember back in November, he said, I don't join clubs midway through the season because I like to work with my players so we all know each other before we start the season.
Yes.
And we saw that from November to lockdown, that there just wasn't that chemistry there between the management, the different coaches' styles.
I remember the awkward son hugs after games and stuff were
we don't really know each other, we don't really know what you want us to do. He'd be saying to do one thing, getting frustrated, they weren't doing it. It was difficult watches a lot of the time. But what we've seen with the lockdown is it's massively benefited Mourinho, because suddenly
he's had a team. All right, he hasn't actually been able to be with them in person.
Yeah, as he's done apart.
Well, no, well...
Breaking social distancing rules.
Fixing his GPS, I think you're fine, but there you are. but on Zoom and whatever, and then obviously since Project Restart, they've been back and they had that, what, about 3 week period, didn't they, where they were in training before we started. And all of that stuff, I think, is just built on that he's been able to spend time talking them through without the pressure of matches every week.
Yeah.
So we're now at a point where we've got Kane fully fit, and you could see that today. There was that amazing run that he did for the Sun, the Sun assist.
Took his goal Kane, so well, didn't he?
Beautiful ball to Sun, but his pace was what I really noticed there.
Yeah.
Forget what Sun was doing, talk about him later, but Kane was quick, and that's the first time I've watched Kane and thought, bloody hell, you were quick today.
So that is my view on what's changed, is Harry Kane.
Yeah.
100% is Harry Kane. How many times have we sat here on previous FPL family live streams and gone, he's not had a rest?
No.
Because then he sort of gets the end of a season and then he's like England, or he's like, or you're in Europa and it's like early start again.
Or he's injured and he comes back too quick.
Or he's injured and he comes back too quick. He just didn't have a rest for like 4 years. All of a sudden, we go into lockdown. He has a 3 month rest. Now, when you come out of lockdown, he takes, because of his stature, I said this before, he is a big guy. Right? He's a big striker. He's a bit like Giroud, right, from that perspective. He's not like a little whippet guy that's got natural fitness. It takes two or three games for Harry Kane to get properly match fit. And coming out of lockdown, I think we saw that because his performances weren't that great. But goodness me, is he up and running now? I think the end of the season is coming at exactly the wrong time for Harry Kane.
Well, it was interesting today during the Spurs game, during the second half of the Spurs game, the commentary team they made some ridiculously good points about this. And they were talking about how normally at the end of a season they get 21 days of holiday. And that 21 days of holiday, they just go off and they do what they like.
Yeah.
But they were saying today, actually, that 21 days, if they get 21 days, I'll be amazed. But they'll probably get maybe half of it, or maybe 2 weeks instead, maybe 14 days. In that 14 days, they said, what will happen is we will see the players who use that 14 days to stay fit.
Yeah.
And we'll see the others that take it as holiday.
Yeah.
Because actually, with the season coming quickly again, there will not be space and there will not be time for Harry Kane to have 2 weeks off, because he will lose that, what we've just seen him gain. We'll see that. He'll lose the ability to run from the defence straight up to the attack in the way that he was doing today.
All right, OK. Let's see what you guys are saying in the live chat, because a few of you are saying, well, Leicester were poor. Don't disagree with that. I don't think they were great. But then if you look at some of the stats, actually, they had a lot of possession. They took a lot of shots. They had quite a lot on target. Hugo Lloris had a good game, no doubt about it. Bonus points in FPL. So I don't know if Leicester were poor as such. I just think Spurs played well and Hugo Lloris had a good game. Let's see what you guys are saying. Abby Shetty, thank you for the super chat. Best Spurs defender for the last two. If you had to pick one, Sam, just in a word, who would you go for?
Serge.
I think I'd go for Aurier as well. Yeah, I think so. And goodness me, there's some character that guy is showing there by playing, given what's going on in his personal life. Showing a lot of character there, Serge Aurier, for sure.
And calmness. So calm.
Yeah. Well, that's something that guys are saying in the live chat is the fact that Spurs are playing without pressure at the end of a season. Is that not just a Serge Aurier thing? Is that helping Spurs as a team? No pressure. Go out there and, not going to go up, not going to go down.
I don't think there is. I don't think that's true. I think there's a lot of pressure with Spurs at the moment, because every spot, I think one thing you have to remember about Spurs is that financially we are struggling. We have a massive debt for the stadium that we can't fill. We need to finish as high as possible, because the more high you finish, the more money you get, the more budget we'll have for new players.
Okay.
But there is massive pressure, and getting into Europe, I think there is huge pressure on that, because you can't attract players if you're not in Europe.
All right, Switchbone is in. Hey, Switchbone, he's saying, well, Crystal Palace are on the beach. Yeah, so for everything we've said about Spurs, don't forget, they play a very beachable Crystal Palace next week. So the Spurs assets, given they've got a bit of momentum, do look quite nice options for next week. Carl Vineyard, hey Carl, he's in. He's saying, is Alderweireld a good option for Game Week 38, Sam?
Oh, totally.
Better than Serge or no?
No, of the two of them I would go Serge, just simply because there's attacking potential there, which there isn't necessarily from Toby. I know he goes up for corners, but Serge is up there more regularly.
Okay. Kunkaram, how are we doing, Kunkaram? He is saying Leicester have been a bit unlucky with injuries in the background. They have, no doubt about it. But even so, Johnny Evans was misplacing passes and stuff today. Maybe that was a consequence of the lack of cohesion between them, right? There was just no real understanding between
them.
James Justin, a bit unlucky with the first goal, wasn't he? I don't know.
Lockdown, I think, just came at the wrong time for them. I think in the way that it's been good for us, it's been very bad for Leicester and Watford.
Yeah, let's see what you guys are saying. Mac, he's saying one game left. Choose Aurier. He's the one to pick if you're going to go for one. Let's see. B is saying Kane is always injured. Well, at the minute, he's absolutely fine, B. I mean, it could be another injury. You never know with Kane. He does get injured pretty quickly, and that ankle is always going to be an issue for him. But right now, he's on fire. And like you say, he's the pace, the burst of speed that we saw from him in not just this game, but I think in the Arsenal game as well, suggests that everything's all right with that ankle right now. Hannah is in. Hey, Hannah. Kane or Aubameyang for the free hit? Well, we know the answer that you'll give.
Well, I actually think if you can do it, both is my honest answer.
Okay.
Because Arsenal have got a really nice fixture too.
Okay. Hassanall is saying Spurs have found a good rhythm. Yeah, there's a bit of rhythm there, no doubt about it. Matt Henley, as well as a few of you guys, are saying, how did Johnny Evans not get the red today? More of a red than Buendia's. I didn't see that. What happened?
Yeah, he did deserve a red card today.
Elbows, the guys are saying.
I think it was just one of those... to be honest, I think the ref just felt a bit sorry for Leicester by that point.
And refs aren't feeling sorry for poor old Norwich and going down.
Norwich, what were they even thinking? No, it was a red card in my opinion too. I don't know. I can't explain VAR.
Okay. No, that is one lesson we've had this season, that we cannot explain VAR. You're absolutely right. So there we go, guys. That is the three fixtures that we've had so far. Of course, we have, we have seven more fixtures to go. So again, as I said at the beginning of the show, a bit of a funny time to have an FPL family live stream. But so far, so good if you've got Spurs players. So far, so good if you've got Burnley. So far, so good if you've got Peters. Or if you've got Danny Ings, even he chipped in with a few points as well. So far, so bad if you've had none of your players playing and you're on a big fat zero.
I don't think that is bad.
Listen, it's fine. I knew that was going to be the case when I looked at the fixtures. I thought, well, all my players are in teams that play in the FA Cup or are playing against teams that play in the FA Cup. So I'm not worried. Not worried. Come next Wednesday, I'll be a bit more worried. But right now, I'm absolutely fine. Where to next, Sam? I do want to go and touch on the... the manager of the month, Super League. So we're going to have a look at game week 38 fixtures in a second, but we're going to go through them just very quickly in terms of which teams we should be looking at specifically, because I want to do it in the context of your free hit. I want to give your free hit some context in terms of the fixtures. But so far on the manager of the month Super League, this is our Patreon Super League. For any of you that are considering joining our Patreon, it's patreon.com/FPL family. All the links are in the description below. Now, if you want to join up for the rest of this season, we've got a couple more Ohanas coming your way. And of course, you can get Slack access. But what I would say is have a look at it for the beginning of next season. So as of next season, of course, we'll be carrying on doing the Manager of the Month monthly competitions where you can win signed football shirts and signed street signs like we've got up here on the wall from our partners, kickingtheballs.com. Again, links in the description below. Just go check it out. No pressure to sign up right now, but if you fancy becoming a patron and want the Ohana podcast and the Slack straight away, we'd love it to come and join patrons now. It would be wonderful. Otherwise, have a look at it for next season, because we've got the Manager of the Month competitions kicking off as soon as the Premier League kicks off and we've got a bit more regularity in our lives with the fixtures. But for the end of this season, between game week 30 plus and 38 plus, we are running a Super League, which is closed right now to new entrants, but we've got, I think, something like 200 people in it. And it's all of you patrons, all of the patrons that follow us and support us just between those two game weeks, so 30 and 38. And right now, Kun Karam is sitting on the pedestal at the top of the Super League. So
we love Kun Karam.
With 567 points, which is sensational, by the way. He's having a very, very good project restart. Shortly followed by Mark Nunes, who's only got 7 points this week, but not to worry, probably only had one or two players play. Pimonte Calcio, who's been up there for some time, actually. It's Aaron's team. Aaron's team, Pimonte Calcio, on 563. So Aaron Chen, a long-time FPL family patron. Scott Schrager in at fourth.
Looks
like joint third, actually. Aaron and Scott joint third. And then Captain Fluffy, who I'm still not sure who Captain Fluffy is.
Is that Jeff?
Is it Jeff? I don't know. Captain Fluffy, tell us who you are. Tell us your real name. Could be.
I think that might be Jeff Williams.
In at fifth, down from first, actually, with 561 points. So, yeah, we've got certainly the top four there, and maybe even the top five once Captain Fluffy tells us who he actually is, a long-term FPL family patron. So that is really, really great to see you guys at the top. Now, listen, it is still quite tight. There's only 6 points between Captain Fluffy there and Kara and Kun Karam. And I think if I was to extend that graphic down a bit further, there are points, there's quite a few, it's quite close between 6 and 10 as well. So Yes, we're all cheering for you, Captain Fluffy.
We just wish you knew who you were.
Just wish you knew who you were. But Kunkaram sitting pretty there. Sitting pretty at the top of the league. And I'll tell you what, love him to win it. That'd be great, Kunkaram. But listen, Mark, Aaron, Scott, and indeed
have
Captain
any
Fluffy.
Any Man City stuff before?
It's normally Liverpool, Arsenal. We had one or two Man United.
I don't buy anything Man City on a prize, yeah. It might be the first time.
I'm sure that the guys at kickingtheballs.com would do Kunkaram, a Premier League Champions 19/20 Liverpool signed by the team. I'm sure they could organise that for
what,
you, Kunkaram.
Man City second place or something?
Man City 2. No, I'm joking. I'm not joking.
I will not let that happen.
That's the manager of the month. Super League, guys. Let's get into the fixtures.
Get to choose your own prize.
Game week 38. Here we go. Here's the fixtures for game week 38. Right, so before we get to your free hit team, Sam, let's give a bit of context here. Which teams should we specifically be looking at? Because there are some pretty juicy fixtures in game week 38.
There are. So just as an aside to this, I am currently writing an article for FF Scout, which will be out on their website tomorrow, I think. It might be out on Tuesday morning, basically about my free hit. But also kind of, and the point of me telling you this now is that it's also partly about which team should we be targeting if you hold a free hit, and also if you don't hold a free hit to bring in.
So this is a bit of a prologue for the FF Scout article.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not even sure you knew I was writing this article.
No, I did not. No.
I am.
Very pleased to hear that you are, yes.
Right, so I kind of went through and thought, right, well, who... If we're going to have attacking players from sides, which are the attacking sides that we would want to get them for? In terms of the fixtures and the teams that they are playing against. So Arsenal, obviously up there from that point of view. Burnley...
Will Arsenal have one eye on the cup final?
Yes, they will. They will.
Watford need the points, though, don't they?
They do, but Watford are so bad defensively.
Tis true.
that there will be goals, and also I kind of feel like with, you remember end of last season when Spurs and Liverpool had the Champions League final, and you kind of had that, well, it was a bit of a lull and nothing was happening. You need to keep that momentum going, and I think Arteta good enough manager. Was an excellent manager to know that that is the case, and he will want to push on through these next last couple of games. So Arsenal, also Burnley, nice game against Brighton.
Attacking wise, Burnley?
I think so, because Brighton, I don't necessarily see that Brighton are going to keep a clean sheet in that game. Brighton aren't necessarily that good at keeping clean sheets at the moment. They've been better going forward, but not necessarily in attacking wise. Manchester City, obviously, because they got Norwich. And West Ham, because Aston Villa have been terrible defensively. Okay.
Not
they
Spurs against Palace?
Well, I think Spurs...
Palace are pretty dire, aren't they? No PVA? No Gary Cahill?
Yeah, I was trying to stick to four, but yeah, all right.
Okay, sorry.
Spurs in there as well.
How long is your Scout article? Quite long. You've got to cover five attacking teams.
Yeah. I've just told you the four defensive teams, sorry. They're the ones for defenders.
What?
Yeah.
So, Arsenal, Burnley.
Man City and West Ham.
Man City and West Ham for attacking
or
defending?
Yeah, I've written attacking twice. They were the defending players.
I'm assuming this is a first draft, unedited Scout article.
Yeah, I put it down when Spurs came on. Right, best fixtures for attacking players then. Arsenal, Manchester City, Liverpool, Manchester United, Spurs and West Ham. So West Ham come in both, which I found really interesting actually, and particularly as they also come in the battle for relegation. So the interesting mix of teams there. And then I also kind of thought about, well, which are the clubs that are fighting relegation? Because they're always good bets for the final game of the season because there's something there to play for. So in that bracket, I still keep West Ham in there for now. They might be out of it by the time they've played in game week 37. But Aston Villa, Bournemouth and Watford, really.
Okay.
Clubs hunting European football. Chelsea, Leicester, Man United, Spurs. Sheffield United need to stay there just about. And Wolves. And then the golden boot players. So Vardy, Ings, Aubameyang, Salah. Maybe we should stick Harry Kane in there now.
Really?
Why not? Players fighting for the golden glove. It's really close, the golden glove.
Did you see the comments made by... Was it Chris Wood or somebody else? Maybe it's Tarkowski. I can't remember. One of the Burnley players in the post-match was saying that they are all absolutely aware that Nick Pope is almost there on the Golden Gloves and they are going to do absolutely everything they can to make sure that he gets the Golden Gloves.
Yeah, so he's leading at the moment. One ahead, he's got 15. One ahead of Edison, who's on 14. And then Henderson, Alisson and Schmeichel on 13 each. And obviously Schmeichel didn't get one today. So Edison can go level with him if he keeps a clean sheet against have they got this week?
Man City are at home to Norwich, right?
No, in 37.
Man City. I do know. Hold the line, caller. I'll tell you. Man City, we should know. They are playing Watford, of course.
Oh, yeah, of course. So he should get a clean sheet there. And Henderson and Alisson could be then on one behind them on 14. Okay. So it's very close for the Golden Boot. And then players with something special to play for as well, they're ones to consider. So in this case, I think it's really only David Silva and maybe Willian at Chelsea, because we don't know if Willian is staying or going.
Okay.
But David Silva. So I think those are the kind of the areas that I was kind of like, this is my broadness. And then I'm going to try and narrow it down. So then we're taking...
Yeah, so, right. That. So let's just pause there for a second, because I haven't followed any of that. You've just... All right, we've got these four teams, these four teams, these Golden Boots. So there's so many options, right? So there's the fixtures, but let's get to your free hit team.
Okay.
So here is the free hit team. Here's what your initial thoughts are. Given the context of what you've just described with all these teams that look good defensively and offensively, players with stuff to play for, Nick Pope in for the Golden Gloves, etc., etc. Interestingly, I see you haven't gone for Nick Pope. But let's... So talk us through. This is your first thoughts on the Game Week 38.
Sorry, I'm just getting up here because I can't see.
Okay.
There. Right. So...
Treble Spurs for a start. Aurier, Son and Kane.
Yeah, so Son... I've real kind of mixed feelings about Sonny. I still do. Son could easily be Mora, and maybe Mora, because there's a lot of budget to be saved by doing that. But then I'm also thinking about what I don't want to do is end up with a free hit team where I've got like the best five and the best three, because then who do you bench? Like I've got to narrow it down somewhere along the lines. So I think Salah, Fernandes.
Yeah, who are you benching in that midfield? No one, presumably.
No, well, I'm probably going to have to bench Nketiah, but then I don't really want to do that necessarily either. So it's a bit of an issue. This is what I need to work on. So my defence at the moment, I've downgraded Trent to Van Dijk because I don't want to go into that game without a Liverpool defender. I could take it down further and go Gomez, but I kind of feel like there's still a bit of attacking potential if I get Van Dijk.
Of course, absolutely.
So I feel like that's a better option if I can afford him. I'm going to keep Aurier because why not? Spurs are really good defensively at the moment. And I'm going to play Peters, obviously. So they'll be my three at the back. At the moment, I'm going to play Martinez because if Pearson really has been sacked, what kind of Watford are we even going to see? On that final day game of the season. I know they've got stuff to fight for, so there's not necessarily going to be a clean sheet there, but he's really cheap and it enables me to have the rest of the team the way I want. Up top, I really...
Well, let's focus on the defence for a second then. So you've got Martinez and Button in goal. Okay, so there's a couple of cheap options there, but I like them. Your starting three is likely to be Aurier, Van Dijk and Peters. Talk to me about Diop and Lamperty then, because Diop is a nice pick.
Yeah, see, Diop is another one that I've kind of picked because he's an old favourite of mine. I owned him, was it last season, I think? At the end of last season, I owned him.
Aston Villa at home for Wolves?
Decent fixture.
For West Ham, I should say.
The only thing that puts me off is that Aston Villa are still attempting some sort of minor miracle. But I do think there's a clean sheet in that for West Ham. They've been so much better. So he could easily... And he got attacking returns last game week as well. There was an assist there for him. So potentially he could play as well. This is my issue, is I don't want to end up with a free hit team where my bench scores loads of points. I'd rather redistribute the cash, but he's so cheap that he's a nice enabler.
But listen, we'll come to the midfield in just a second, but there's a couple there, given the... Yeah, Bruno picked up maybe a little bit of a knock today.
And I mean, I did
Pulisic,
this before the
maybe
man,
a little
man,
bit of a knock. You know, they could... If you're going to have a free hit team, it makes sense to have a half-decent bench in case some of these guys get rotated.
It does.
So Diop should be in there, that's good. Lamperty?
Just final cheap option, because at the moment, this leaves me with 0.1 in the bank.
Right,
so
okay.
In terms of affordability at the defence...
One to watch for next year, maybe, Lamperty.
I think so.
That's
a
good young player.
I've got him partly because I really rate him. I think he looks really good.
Yeah.
I think he's definitely one to watch for next season, for sure.
Okay, all right. Well, there's your defence. That's looking pretty solid, I would say. I wonder whether you might regret not having Trent Alexander-Arnold. That could be a bit of a rank killer. But listen, Van Dijk will surely cover any defensive points. And, you've got the upside of maybe a header. Moving into your midfield then. So you're going to keep with Mo Salah and Fernandes and Pulisic, interestingly. So I'm going to talk to you about Pulisic in just a second. And then Son. And then we're playing the kind of... The nostalgia, the football romanticist in you is coming out, Sam, with David Silva, which is a nice pick. Out of those five, talk me through it all, but I want you to start with Pulisic, interestingly, because obviously Chelsea, I think they're pretty safe in terms of getting that top three, top four. Obviously got one eye on the FA Cup final. Pulisic didn't play in the semi-final today because potentially had a bit of a niggle that maybe they're just looking after him a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Pulisic and your free hit team?
Maybe.
Okay.
So right. Pulisic and Fernandes are the ones that are kind of still a bit... What I was kind of watching on them.
Because, eyes on the injury news, I would say, with Pulisic.
Yeah, I mean, I had this free hit draft I did just before... It was sort of before Spurs played... And then I tinkered with it again when Spurs were playing because so I was like, Kane, son.
Yeah.
So Fernandes and Pulisic are leftovers from prior to what just happened in the FA Cup. So obviously, you know, there was a few, like, we didn't really have the word about Pulisic before then. So they're interesting ones. I mean, it's a difficult one because Wolves are good defensively. I am slightly, I took Doherty out in this and I don't really like that.
Few of the guys are saying, so Poster Point is saying, why Pulisic? Okay, so we've got that question. MZ Ludo is saying, no Antonio, Sam.
No, so that's another one. So the midfield, okay. and this is part of the issue with the free hit at the moment, is that there's so many players doing really well that it's difficult to pick.
Yeah, absolutely.
So Antonio is one that's on the radar. I'm also really thinking about swapping Pulisic for Willian on the basis that it'll be potentially Willian's last Premier League game for Chelsea. So there's that.
Except an FA Cup final.
Premier League game for Chelsea.
Okay, yeah.
So it will be the slightly romanticised nature of the David Silva stuff comes about again with that one. Fernandes, I don't know. I quite fancy Martial instead as a change
for the final
game week. But Salah's in there with the golden boot race. I can't take Salah out. As much as I would like to free up the money from him, I just can't bring myself to do it. It was hard enough getting rid of Trent.
Let's see what you guys are saying about Sam's midfield then. So Anupam is saying, why no KDB, Sam?
Oh, well, this is another one. He's gone in part of my free hit.
Sage Vlogs, no player of the season. KDB is his player of the season. Sam, not going for him. A&M O'Brien saying Sterling.
No, I'm not going to have Sterling. Okay. To have Sterling, it throws the whole thing out in terms of budget. I just can't get there. KDB is, I could potentially do if I take Pulisic down to Antonio, then he could stay. I could take Fernandes back up. I can, like, there's ways of jiggling it. So I can do it to have the three City guys in there, which might be quite a nice way to end the season. But then that does leave me without any Chelsea and any Man United.
So no KDB or Sterling, but a place for a far more budget-friendly David Silva at 7.4. Is it just the football romanticism piece there? Or is it the fact that, you know, that he has got a bit of foot, and not as if he's out of form, right? He's shown some decent Premier League form recently when he's played minutes. And of course, the fixture looks sensational.
I wanted him last week. And the only way to get him last week was to take out Rashford and St. Maximan. Which I was all right doing, taking a -4 to do that. I was okay with that. But I had so many injury issues that I just didn't have a bench at all. And then when KDB didn't play, I was glad I didn't do it in the end because I'd have had 9 men.
Okay.
So David Silva, I wanted last week. I just couldn't get there last week. So for the final game week, I really do want him. He's an absolute FPL legend. And I just get the feeling that Manchester City will look for him in that final game. They'll look for him.
Could well do. We've had a super chat. Let's just scroll up a bit. Super chat from Varun Gore. Thank you, Varun, for the super chat. Here's his team with his thoughts on what he wants to do in game week 38. I'm going to read the team out, but then I'm going to get your thoughts on his triple captain choice. He's still got the triple captain.
Triple captain,
to play.
Okay.
So he's got Pope in goal, Trent, Tarkowski, Peters, stroke Saeed. So he's not sure which one he's going to play there, whether he's going to go double Burnley or go for the Wolves defender.
Triple Burnley.
Or potentially even triple, yeah. David Silva, Willian to David Silva, it will be his free transfer. KDB, Mane, Bruno, Foden or Greenwood, Rashford, and then Aubameyang.
Captain.
As a triple captain, Sam, in game week 38. No Aubameyang in your free hit team. How do you feel about Alba then?
Well, that's why Nketiah is still there. Because it's too nice a fixture to not have any Arsenal attackers. The only way to do Aubameyang is to lose out on some of the others. I really fancy Jesus to do well in that game against Norwich. I mean, it's Norwich.
Yeah. Arsenal's Watford.
I know, but part of me does think that Watford, you know, could they shouldn't get smashed.
They shouldn't get smashed. It's a local derby for a start. They've got to try and stay in the Premier League. If there's ever going to be something for Watford to fight for, it is that game against Arsenal. And
okay.
I just don't see them getting smashed, whereas I think Norwich get smashed.
Okay, all right. Well, no Alba in your front line, but you have got, of course, Mr. Harry Kane. You've got Gabriel Jesus and you've got Eddie Nketiah. There's a bit of Arsenal coverage, as you mentioned before. So I don't want to dwell too much on Nketiah, but Kane and Jesus, talk me through those two. I kind of pick them. So you're going to have Harry Kane in your free hit 38, aren't you?
And I'm captaining him.
Particularly with the form that he's shown in the last few weeks. I think that makes a lot of sense. You're going to captain him as well in game week 38. Okay. Jesus, any concerns about, you know, usual concerns about Jesus around game time, etc.? We're pretty happy to have him.
No, I've not got any concerns about game time with him. They've just gone out of the FA Cup, so that's one less game that they've got to play. They don't have Aguero. I cannot believe that in the final game of this, he might only get 60 minutes because they might have smashed Norwich 9-0 by then. But I can't believe he doesn't start him.
They were so, I mean, he in particular was so unlucky in that last game because he obviously got the goal. And I guess, I was doing Scoutcast match day with Andy and Gianni and Toby at the time, and I was watching the Wolves game, but Andy was watching the Man City game. And he was talking me through, it must be a penalty for Man City, and it's Jesus has been fouled. There was a couple of fouls on Jesus that weren't given. And when I look back, watched match today that night, I was like, how were they not fouls? At least one of them should have been a foul.
Can't explain VAR.
So, again, let's not try and explain VAR, but Jesus, on another day, could have had a goal, two assists, maybe the three bonus points.
Yeah.
So, he's on reasonable form. And again, let's not mention it too much, but, it's Norwich at home. It's Norwich at home. They're going to go out all guns blazing.
They've got nothing,
right,
to play for, Norwich. It's over for them. Okay. I mean, we saw that in their game this week. So
Jesus and David Silva as your coverage for Man City, rather than the KDBs and the Sterlings and people like that, but okay.
I would really like to have, in an ideal world, I'd have three Spurs, I'd have three City, and I'd have still space for my Liverpools and my Manchester United, but you just can't do it.
All right.
So I don't know. I mean, I could do it by taking out Fernandes and Pulisic, bringing in Antonio and bringing back KDB, and then using Greenwood instead of Nketiah. That could be a way around it.
So lots still to be discussed in your free hit team, and lots of football to be played between now and when you actually have to hit the button and submit it. Here's a team for you that I've pulled together, which is some under 10% differentials. See if you fancy a look at any of these. So here is a team. Here is a team, but I'll talk you through it. I'll talk you through it. Interestingly, I've got the same two goalkeepers as you, Martinez and Button. I've got players that are in my team already. I've got Gomez and Stevens in there. Gomez from a sort of Liverpool clean sheet.
Coverage.
Yeah, I hate that word, right? But coverage, yes. The same with you and Van Dijk. I've gone Ben Davies at the back, actually, over Serge Aurier. Because
Serge is too heavily owned?
Yes, I'm not sure if it's that, but I kind of wondered whether Serge Aurier again, put this differential team together before the Spurs game today.
If he was going
to
play.
I didn't think that he was going to play today because I thought I heard he'd gone to France, given what's going on with his family. And that I thought that I actually genuinely thought that's the end of his season. Not going to come back. They're going to give him the time. He's come back. He's played the game. So if Serge Aurier is under 10%, I think I probably would put him in over Ben Davies. But that's not to belittle Ben Davies. He's playing pretty well as well at the moment. Let's not forget. And at 5.3 is a little bit cheaper, I think, than Serge Aurier. So 5.3...
Aurier is 5.
Is he really? Okay, yeah. All right. Well, either's a good pick then. So I've got Davies in there. Peters comes in. Of course he does. Peters should have had him this week, shouldn't I?
Come on, Peters.
Peters comes in. And if you want a double treble on Burnley at the back, you absolutely should. And I'd encourage you to do that. They all want to get Nick Pope that golden glove. And they've got an absolutely fantastic fixture against Brighton at home in which they can do it. So Peters comes in. I also, interestingly, have gone for a West Ham defender. I haven't gone for Diop, I've gone for Cresswell.
Oh, I tried to get Cresswell, but I couldn't afford him.
Yeah, and I think he's just a little bit more expensive at 4.5. But in my mind, he's got a little bit more attacking potential. A couple of times I've watched West Ham recently, he sort of ploughs forward a bit more.
He does.
And I know Diop got an assist in a couple of weeks ago, but I feel there's a bit more in Cresswell.
I felt the same. I tried to get him and couldn't afford him.
Yeah. So there's my back line. I've kept Ender Stevens. I do think Ender Stevens, for the last couple of games, doesn't look like too bad a pick. Particularly, I mean, even in that last game, who do they play? They play Southampton at home. Mm. If you stop Danny Ings, you stop Southampton. So I think there's a reasonable chance that he gets a clean sheet for me in 37, in which I'm playing him. But also, he gets a clean sheet against Southampton at home in 38. So Ender Stevens, I think, looks nice. and very lowly. I think he's under 5%, actually. Never mind 10%.
Is he
so
really?
Real differential in Ender Stevens. And you know what you're going to get with a Sheffield United defender. But with Ender Stevens, you get a bit more going forward as well, potentially.
Yeah.
Then I move into my midfield. I have got onto Antonio. I think if I was on a free hit for game week 38, I wouldn't hesitate to put Antonio in. He would be one of the first I put in there, Antonio. So he's in there at 7 million. And as we know, we said it on last week's live stream, or maybe even the one before, I'm losing track of live streams now, but those of you that had Antonio's four-goal haul didn't really affect the rest of us because he's 1.6% owned, so it's a bit of a meh. But for those of you that had him, you rocketed up the leagues. So he's still like massively differential. Despite everyone in the Twitter community talking about him, he would be one of the first on my list, no doubt about it. Form and fixture going into 38. I've gone with Son as well because, again, put this together before the Harry Kane performance today. That might change my opinion on who I might have. But Harry Kane, I believe, is over 10% owned. So I don't think I can have him in this differentials. Son
could have had
is.
Lucas Moura probably, though.
Son is. And interestingly, yes, given Lucas Moura plays now Crystal Palace without... They've got gaps on that side, haven't they, now, without PVA. I actually wonder whether Lucas Moura might come into my differentials rather than Son. But I was quite pleased and interested to see that Son is still under 10% owned. So if I wanted a way into that Spurs attack and you wanted to go differential because Harry Kane isn't, either Son or Moura you can have a look at, no doubt about it. David Silva's in there because, again, under 10% owned.
Have to.
Unlike the Sterlings and the KDBs, you can't have him because he's over 10. But David Silva, under 10, they're going to be looking for him. I think you should have him. I've got Saka in there from Arsenal perspective, and I'll talk more about him in a second when I come to Lacazette. I've got Lacazette up top. More on that. Well, you can't have a Bamyang. He's over 10%, right?
Lacazette.
This is an under 10% differentials, right? I've got Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain in midfield.
Oh my God!
Just because.
What the?
You guys, people are saying, Chamberlain, you've gone mental, Lee. I wanted some Liverpool in there for the final game of the season. This is a Lee from FPL family free hitting. Had to have some Liverpool. And Klopp keeps giving this guy chances.
But every time we watch them, you go, get off the pitch.
He has been rubbish. But at some stage, he's got to do something. The amount of time on the pitch he's had that Klopp's given him since the restart, law of averages suggests he's got to get something.
He can go in the biscuit tin with Wan-Bissaka, I'm telling you.
Listen, Martin Boyle's in, he's saying, Lee's been drinking. MU Fan TV, Sam's going mental. Charlie A is saying, Adama over Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain. I like that.
Anybody over Oxlade-Chamberlain.
So there we go. So Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain. I don't know. I was trying to be different. You know, everyone's free hit team's going to look the same. I'm trying to be different,
and there's bringing Oxlade-Chamberlain in.
I'm not suggesting anybody go and get Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain, by the way, but he's very differential.
There's a reason for that.
There's a reason for that. Jesus still under 10%. Chris Wood still under 10%, of course, despite the flurry of activity around Chris Wood. He is a nice differential
for
game week 38, no doubt about it. On penalties as well for Burnley. And then Alex Lacazette. Yeah, why not? Why not? Under 10%.
Because Nketiah is back from his ban now. Why do you think even he's going to start?
It's true. A lot of you guys are saying, you know, Lacazette won't even start. Listen, I'm just trying... With this team, a lot of people are going to be on free here. I get that. I read a stat somewhere saying that I think almost like 30% of the top 10K are going to have their free hit ready to play in 38. I predict there's going to be a lot of template free hits. And I actually don't think the free hit team will be massively different to the team I've got now. I'm not that worried about the free hit. The one I'm most worried about not having is Antonio. I can't believe you haven't got him in your free hit. But that is my... If you were going to go proper rogue...
There's proper rogue and there's that.
Here's just the idea. I regret doing it.
So I was with you until Oxlade-Chamberlain. You had me until you said Oxlade-Chamberlain. At that point, I'm done. I'm actually done with our marriage on that basis. Oxlade-Chamberlain in a fantasy team. Right. How much is he actually owned by?
Charlie's saying Lee's been watching too many Liverpool DVDs. Charlie, I'm just getting excited about the trophy.
Lee's been watching too many TikTok videos if he's looking at Oxlade-Chamberlain.
Mick Lustmetz is in. He's saying, might as well get Lingard, Lee. You've got Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain. Get Lingard in. Listen, guys, this is
Chamberlain.
Just...
Chamberlain. 0.5%.
There you go. Differential.
They're dead teams, I bet.
Guys, this is just... An example of some of the players you might want to consider if you want to look at differentials for Game Week 30.
To be fair, I think there's some really good picks in
there. Oh, thank you. That's very kind of you to say
Just not Oxlade-Chamberlain and Lacazette.
Any in that team that you're thinking, oh, wish I had them in my team?
Well, Antonio, but then I think now we're at a stage where Pulisic could become Antonio. I think we've learnt that quite nicely from today. I also feel like I want to bring in Moura over Son. I've got a real pull for Lucas Moura at the moment. He's played really well the last couple of games. But it's not just today, it's been the last couple. And I feel like part of my concern with Lucas Moura and why I went Son is I felt Son was assured the start, but Lucas Moura's had it now for a few weeks.
So here's you saying, Lee, have you gone bonkers? Martin Boyle, put Lee in the biscuit tin. Poster Points is saying, Haller is a way better option than Lacazette, Lee. What are you talking about? Bossman is saying, Sam is great banter, but Lee's lost it. MU Fan TV, Lee, add Sam into that team. Okay. yeah. I kind of wish that I hadn't done that feature now. But listen, examples of who you might
play. Right, so I think I like the defence. I think the defence is really good. I like the midfield. I like the midfield. I mean, I'm assuming that of that midfield, you're going to bench Oxlade-Chamberlain anyway, so that's fine.
Oh, I hadn't even thought about who I'm going to bench. I was just putting some random...
He goes on the bench, so that's
one thing's
okay.
For sure, I'm playing Ox. I'm telling you.
Okay, I'm going to eat my hat next week. If we come on here on Sunday night and Oxlade-Chamberlain's got a hat trick against...
Goodness me, I don't know. Listen, Newcastle. I think we should move swiftly on from the differential team.
I wish you told me that before.
Just have it. Don't. Everyone's on Twitter now going, oh, Lee says Oxlade-Chamberlain. I'm just. Some suggestions.
When we go on the FPL show on Friday, are you going to recommend Oxlade-Chamberlain?
Of course I'm not. Don't be ridiculous. Of course not. And if anybody wants to tweet Jules and James and says Lee reckons Ox is a good differential along with Lacazette.
They're on their free hit. For God's sake, don't mention Oxlade-Chamberlain because James will do it.
James genuinely would. He'd be like, Oxlade-Chamberlain. Listen, guys, I don't know if you enjoyed that segment. Sam obviously didn't. I'm in the biscuit tin according to Martin.
I thought it was excellent.
Listen, I'm going off for a sulk. I hope you enjoyed tonight's FPL family, guys. Good luck in the rest of game week 37. Still, of course, plenty of football to go this game week, right? And we will be back, of course, this time 8:30 next Sunday when it'll all be over, Sam.
But we've got quite a lot going on this week.
It'll be done, but we have got plenty going on, as you would expect in the final game week of FPL. We've got the FPL show on Friday.
Yes.
We've got Ohana podcast coming for our patrons on the same day.
We will be doing a Q&A for the Scouts, which will go out on Tuesday.
Q&A for Fantasy Football Scout on Tuesday, yes.
And you can catch me on an FF Scout stream with Gianni and Andy on Wednesday.
Can you?
5:15. Yeah.
What are you doing?
You're not invited.
Gianni and Andy are my mates. What's going on?
They're not. They heard you were getting Oxlade-Chamberlain.
Lacazette, get him off.
We don't get him off. Anymore. You're out.
People have been saying that all season.
What? What have they been saying?
You're rubbish. She's good. Guys, I don't know. Of course, next Sunday, we will, of course, have the...
And my article, of course.
We've got... So, loads going on this week, guys. Loads of FPL family content across Fantasy Football Scout, the FPL show, podcasts, videos, you name it. It's all going on. If you're not subscribed to the channel, hit that subscribe button. We will, of course, be back next Sunday where we'll be looking at, amongst other things, you'll be handing over to me the Wooden Spoon Trophy. I would suggest that's going to happen. And you know what? I'm happy to take it. You've had an amazing season. I've had an all right season, but you've had an amazing season. And we will, of course, be looking at our overall ranks, our final overall ranks next Sunday. And I will happily take the Wooden Spoon Trophy because you've had a fantastic season. Oh. Another thing that we need to be, that we will discuss next Sunday. And this, guys, if you haven't hit the subscribe button, this will be worth hitting the subscribe button for. We have got the results of the FPL Family Community predictions this time next Sunday. So the beginning of the season... If you want to have a look, it's probably something like 40 videos ago on the channel. Look at the first ever video that we did for this season, before game week one, before coronavirus was even a thing, good times if I remember rightly, you guys did some predictions. We had the live chat going, we were saying who's going to be in the top four, who's in the bottom three, who's golden boot, who's top FPL point scorer, and we then made a bit of a consensus back in the days when we could do polls. These were polls.
Can't
do polls.
They weren't. They voted in the live chat.
That's right, you did. You can't do the live chat. And we took a bit of a consensus and we got your predictions. So we wrote them down. We put them in an envelope. We're going to see how accurate you guys were with your predictions from game week one on those criteria. But of course, we will also be looking at Mr. Kun Karam's predictions.
Current leader of the Super Cup.
The current leader of the FPL Family Super League Project Restart Super League, Kun Karam, friend of the FPL Family Show, we've met a number of times. He sent us, I think he gave them to us in a meetup, didn't he? I think pre-season.
He did.
These are his predictions.
In a bar in London.
In a bar in London.
To be in a bar in London with a load of people.
Those were good
again.
Days, weren't they? Those were bloody good days.
That was the day that he got his sticker book.
We started doing international swapsies with Kun Karam, didn't we?
Oh, and our little boy loves it.
So we've got Kun Karam.
And we had cheesy chips on the train on the way home. Oh, woes were the day.
I love that that's the thing you remember most, the cheesy chips.
Well, we bumped into my friend, didn't we? She was dancing on the train platform.
Sam, we've got... That's a whole other story. That's a whole other story. We've got Kun Karam's pre-season predictions. We've got Sam, your pre-season predictions. Top four, bottom three, golden boot, and top FPL point scorer. Sam's predictions. And, of course, my predictions. All sealed. There's the squiggly line. All sealed. We've not touched those. They've moved house with us and everything.
They have, yeah. They moved house.
They've moved house. We have not opened those. I think I can just about remember what I put. I can definitely remember who I put for FPL top point scorer. And he's in the mix. He's in the mix. That's all I'm going to say. He's in the mix and he's got the fixtures to do it.
I don't remember who I put that. I know who I put for...
Gold, so there
boom.
We go. So there
I
we go.
Can't remember the rest.
Predictions this time next week, guys. When it'll all. Well,
if we don't
to,
lose them,
I need to finish. This is.
Shall we finish?
I've gotten a pot this last 5 minutes. No one likes my bloody top 10k. I'm bringing in Oxlade Chamberlain. I'm in the biscuit tin according to mine, and I'm dropping the bloody predictions everywhere.
Please, can you bring in Oxlade Chamberlain? Never mind bringing in Ed. Just bring it up, like Joe.
Ox and Lacazette in game week 30. Yeah, you heard it here first, guys.
That's a way to finish that time.
Hope you enjoyed the live stream. As we said before, thank you to the 10,000 subscribers, the 10,000 FPL family viewers that have hit that big red button. And if you're not subscribed, go hit it just for the sake of my differential top 10. If you want to see me bring in Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain, get us to 11,000, I will bring him in for game week 38.
Well, if we get to 11,000 subs by Sunday, yeah. You'll bring in Oxlade-Chamberlain.
Yeah. It's taken us 3 years to get to 10k. If we get another one, if we get to 11k, I'll bring in Ox.
Oh my
goodness. No danger, that's going to happen.
Right, how many devices can I get hold of? How many YouTube accounts can I log into?
Kun Karam is saying, Ox captain locked in for Lee. Yes, bring it on, Kun Karam, bring it on. We'll see you this time next week, guys. Thanks for joining us. Leave us a like before you go. We'll see you next Sunday. Cheers.
Bye, guys.